Hello, good friends. This is Science and Spirituality on Supreme Master Television. Today, we will be interviewing Dr. Joe Dispenza, an American expert on the role and function of the human brain. Dr. Dispenza's training and education are in the fields of neurology, neuroscience, cellular biology, memory formation, aging, and longevity. He also has a Doctor of Chiropractic degree and is an honorary member of the National Board of Chiropractic Examiners in the United States. Over the last decade, Dr. Dispenza has traveled all over the world, informing people of the power of the mind. Dr. Dispenza says we can reprogram and rewire our brain in order to end bad habits, change our lifestyles, and promote healing of the body. He has authored the book Evolve Your Brain and produced several DVDs and CDs featuring his past seminars. He is well known for having appeared in the critically acclaimed 2004 American documentary, What the Bleep Do We Know? Dr. Dispenza is a living example of the practice of his philosophy. Years ago, an accident left him with several broken bones in his back. The grim prognosis by doctors was that he would never be able to walk again. The story of how Dr. Dispenza was able to heal his body without conventional medicine is fascinating. Let us now join our talk with this amazing gentleman and learn more about his ideas.
We are here with Dr. Joe Dispenza, and he is going to be talking to us about the evolution of the brain and what our potential is. So welcome to the show today.
Happy to be with you.
I'd like to start with, how did you first get interested in this field?
Well, I've always been interested in human potential. I'm interested in what makes human beings tick. I got run over by a truck in a triathlon back in 1986 and broke six bones in my back. And the diagnosis was that I would probably never walk again. I had multiple compression fractures of my thoracic spine, and I had bone fragments on my spinal cord. So the recommendation at the time was radical surgery from four different surgeons in Southern California. Anyway, I decided not to have the surgery, and my belief at the time, and still is, that the power that made the body heals the body. I decided that if I could take some time and begin to connect or develop a relationship with that power, that intelligence, if I could begin to give it some instructions, give it some orders, to give it a template, and then create an idea or a picture of what I wanted, and then surrender this condition to this mind and ask it to begin to do the healing for me, that maybe it might work. And so I decided to not let any thought go by unchecked, you know, a thought that would be connected to the possibility of never walking again, or, you know, any of the fears or anxieties that people typically have.
Dr. Dispenza was determined to cure himself.
So every day, 2 hours a day, twice a day, I would reconstruct my spine from start to finish. And if my mind wandered to an extraneous thought, or I began to worry or get afraid, I would stop and start all over again from the very beginning. And what I didn't know at the time was that I was developing a good amount of focus and a good amount of concentration. I wanted it to be the exact thing I wanted. And because I didn't have the surgery, they told me that it would take 6 months to a year to walk again, and I'd have to wear this big body cast. And I was back on my feet in 9.5 weeks, and back training at around 11 weeks, and back in my office in 12 weeks. So,
at what point did you realize that you were seeing results, and that must have given you more interest in continuing on with that program?
I was in extreme pain, a terrible pain, and I had some neurological changes in my body. And so when my body started to respond in ways, and pain levels were going back, and feeling was coming back, and movement was coming back, I was pretty excited. That was the feedback I needed, because the brain learns by feedback. In other words, when we see some observable change, we can correlate what we did inside to produce that effect.
The doctors must have been shocked.
Yeah, they were. They were actually shocked. The third doctor that I saw was the director of Scripps Hospital at the time in San Diego. And he was adamant that I had the surgery. When I decided to forego the surgery, he wanted me to see the psychiatrist because he thought I had post-traumatic stress. But when I got on my feet, I called him up and we had a great conversation, and he was pretty happy that I was able to make it happen.
Let us pause now for some brief messages. When Science and Spirituality returns, we will have more from our interview with the knowledgeable Dr. Joe Dispenza. Please stay tuned. Welcome back, caring viewers, to Science and Spirituality on Supreme Master Television. We are speaking with Dr. Joe Dispenza, an American research scientist and chiropractor, on the power of the mind and how it can enable us to evolve to our full potential. He has authored the book Evolve Your Brain and produced several DVDs and CDs featuring his past seminars. One of the key areas of Dr. Dispenza's research is in the area of spontaneous remission. This is the study of sudden reversals of an illness without a medical explanation. In the following conversation, Dr. Dispenza discusses two of the four main commonalities he has observed from studying people who have experienced spontaneous remissions from serious medical conditions.
Now, you've done a lot of study on spontaneous remission.
When I was spending those long nights, laying down and couldn't sleep, I just made myself a deal. I just said, if I'm ever able to walk again, that I would spend the rest of my life studying the mind-body connection. And so started my investigation into spirituality and my investigation into health and attitude. I traveled to 17 different countries over the last 11 years now and studied people that were diagnosed with serious health conditions, and then they changed their mind and they got better. And so it was so exciting to me, I went back to school and got a degree in neuroscience because I wanted to understand what it was that they were doing that was producing those effects. And so it kind of catapulted me to the next level.
What is it that they were doing that produces those effects?
There were four common things that I noticed that got my attention. And the first thing was that they all believed and accepted that there was some spiritual aspect that lived within them, that there is something that gives us life. And there's nothing mystical about spirituality. It's a consciousness, it's an intelligence that keeps your heart beating 2 gallons of blood per minute, 100 gallons of blood in an hour, 100,000 times in one day through 60,000 miles of blood vessels, that we lose 10 million cells every second and we make another 10 million cells. Something's giving us life. There's a mind that's so much greater than our mind, that has a will so much greater than our will, and has a love for life that's so much greater than our love for life, our personality self. And when our will matches its will, when our mind matches its mind, and when our love for life matches its love for us or for life, that's when it begins to respond. So they began to develop a relationship with this invisible force. Just like you develop a relationship with your husband or your wife or your mother or father or your kids or your dog or your pets, they took time out of their day to begin to put their attention on, begin to interact with it. And they wanted to surrender again that condition to this giver of life. And they gave it some pretty strong instructions and they asked for help. And this in consciousness loves us so much that it allows us our free will. So if we insist on suffering, it gives life to reinforce our suffering. And then if we insist on joy, it organizes our bodies and our life in ways that match who we are being. So that's the first thing they had in common. The second thing they had in common is that they all understood that it was their own mismanagement of their thoughts and reactions that created their disease. We live in two states of mind. We live in survival or creation. And when we live in those states of anger or aggression or hatred or judgment or fear or anxiety or insecurity or pain or suffering, or depression. It's those chemicals that are created from the chemicals of stress or survival that activate those states of mind. And the redundancy of those chemicals are the chemicals that push the genetic buttons that begin to cause disease. You see, every time we have a thought, we make a chemical. So if we have a great thought or if we have an unlimited thought, we make chemicals that make us feel great or feel unlimited. And if we have negative thoughts or self-depreciating thoughts, we make chemicals that make us feel negative or unworthy. So this immaterial thing called thought fires a set of circuits in the brain that produces a chemical to signal the body for us to feel exactly the way we were just thinking. The moment we feel the way we think, we begin to think the way we feel, which produces more chemicals for us to think the way we feel.
This creates a big loop.
And this loop, this cycle of thinking and feeling and thinking, creates what I call a state of being. And it's the cycle of thinking and feeling and feeling and thinking over time that begins to condition the body to memorize that emotional state better than the conscious mind.
We will have more from our compelling interview with Dr. Joe Dispenza on the power of the mind next week on Science and Spirituality. Kind viewers, we are very happy you were able to join us for our program today. Now please stay with us for words of wisdom following noteworthy news. May your life be imbued with constructive thoughts always.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/SS.